Hi, hello, good evening.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
I can. What's up?
Hi. Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Hi. I'm not trying to sell you anything, I promise. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they're all crooked.
Okay, so nobody works. All right. And are you 18 years of age or older? And
I'm almost 50. I'm almost 50.
You sound very
young. And I live
have
in
a young
Florida.
Heart. Okay. I appreciate that. Now, no one works for a new media outlet, and you are over the age of 18. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably
going to
vote?
I'm going to vote, but I'm not going to vote for any of the crooks. So what does that leave me?
I respect your opinion. So, once again, so you're definitely going to vote, right? Just to make
I
sure.
am going to vote. Yes, I'm going to vote. And you're, so is my child
you.
That will turn 18 on the 7th.
Oh, this is their first time?
Yes,
oh,
for him.
Oh, they're going to have fun. great, great. And what is your age? I know you told me earlier it's just part of the
49. I'm 49.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
I consider myself Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50, so-so, somewhat, and 0, no, very cold and unfavorable. You can choose any number from 0 to 100, and if you don't know the individual, just let me know. The
okay.
first one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
A 4.
4, okay, number 4. Public charter schools.
0.
0. Your local school board.
I'd say 50.
50, 50. Public school teachers.
Ooh, I'd say 75.
75. Now, public schools.
60.
Is that a 60?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
50.
50. Donald Trump?
Donald Trump?
FM.
Sorry, I'm at church group.
Oh, everybody's partying now.
I would put a negative.
Oh, we're going negative?
I would put it negative 100 if I could, but 0.
All right, got you. So that would be a 0? Got you.
Yes.
The American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Perfect. We respect that. How about critical race theory or CRT?
Oh, when... I'm sorry, when you're asking me, are you asking the high number in favor of or the low number disfavor of?
So this is an organization, and
yes.
If you have heard of it, we just want your opinion, how you feel from 0 to 100. 0 means that's a negative, that's a no-no. 100,
right.
The higher you go, the more
yeah.
you like them. So that's up to you, ma'am.
I'll just put it as 50 because I don't know very much about it.
Okay, perfect. Perfectly fine. generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, in my neighborhood, they're excellent.
Excellent. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, the dad.
Now, next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? So, in other words, who would you prefer, public or charter?
Public. Public.
I love public.
Now, when you say public, public school is much better or somewhat better?
No, much better.
The first one, much better. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate them from 0 to 10. 10 means, yes, that is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5, somewhat important. And 0, not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So here goes the first one. Well, here goes the first one. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How important do you think that is from 0 to 10?
That's 10.
10. Next one. Become more organized and have structure. How important do you think that is?
10. I like this guy.
Provide
okay.
based... Thank you. I appreciate that. You put a smile on my face. Honestly. Thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances or budgeting. How important do you think that is?
10.
10. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens. How important do you think that is?
I say that 5. That doesn't... I don't think that's important.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How important is
that's
that?
That's a 10.
I don't know
where
my buzz at church group.
So 1-0, that's a 10. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How important do you think that is?
10.
Gotcha. That's a 10.
Are we almost done?
No. Almost. Would you say that your state... Sorry. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and answer that properly. We're almost done. Sorry.
Okay.
Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough in public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Yes. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I think it is about politics, yes.
So you do agree. Now, let me ask you,
do
you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly. Thank you. I appreciate that. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot. A little,
a lot.
Or nothing at all.
A lot, a lot.
A lot, a lot. Okay, so please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Here's the first statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree strongly.
Strongly. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
strongly agree. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve quality of public schools. For each one, tell me if you agree, if you support or oppose. Here's the first one. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Support or oppose?
Was it worth it?
I oppose that. Strongly.
Somewhat strongly. Thank you.
Thanks,
teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Support or oppose?
Support strongly.
Strongly. Increasing teacher pay.
I support that strongly.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
Woo, that's a tough one. I agree, but somewhat.
Somewhat support. Got you. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit into K through 12 public school curriculum?
I support that strongly.
Strongly. Now, I'm just going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. You have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that, yes, I find that very convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. And 0, not convincing at all. Here's the first one. History teachers have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
I say a 10.
10. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road of Trinity starts with a censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that?
I agree.
So it is convincing. Are we speaking of a 7, 8, 9, or 10?
I would say a 10, yeah.
A 10. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math, equations, or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations at schools, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that?
A 10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you still agree or disagree?
I still agree. Strongly.
strong there, strong. Gotcha. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. All right, so these final questions are for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I can go ahead and read the categories. We have 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, bachelor's, bachelor.
Some college, and I have a professional license.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I am employed.
Employed, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Oh, Lordy. I would say something else.
Something else, okay? So that is something else. All right. Now, let me ask you, do you lean more towards Republicans or Democrats or just something else?
Democrats. I lean more toward the Democratic Party, but I'm not happy with any of them, so. And I keep switching to one.
Yeah, so this will lead to my next question. So you're not a strong Democrat, or are you a strong Democrat?
No, I am not a strong Democrat.
Gotcha.
And I switch parties depending on who votes, who's
depending
up for
on
voting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I have 2.
Yes. Which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private, homeschool?
Public.
Both of them?
Yes.
Gotcha. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat moderate.
Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Twice a week.
Twice a week or more, right?
Yeah.
You were going to say something. Are you part of church? Sorry, just to ask.
See, no, I'm at church group now, and they're all mad at me because I'm answering your questions instead of participating with them. So.
I am so sorry, but I wish they can hear me and they can hear my voice, but your opinions are very important to us. And I appreciate your patience, ma'am. These are the last 2 questions, I promise you.
Okay.
Well, last 2
last
questions.
Last 2. Last 3.
For each of, 3. All right. For each of the final descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household.
Okay.
Is a born-again Christian, fundamentalist? Are you a born-again Christian, man? Sorry. Tongue twister.
I guess yes.
Or anyone in the household? Yes.
That applies
to you?
Yeah.
Okay. That applies to respondents. How about an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No, not you or no one in the household, right?
Correct.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Ma'am, I want to thank you for your patience and your opinion, and I want to apologize to everybody that I interrupted there.
Oh, it's
fine. And I hope you have yourself a great rest of the night.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye.